Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
I never know if my voice is going to work. I feel like it's okay.
I feel like you're doing, yeah, you're doing good.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the positivity because every day at this time I've been, it's like, will I have a voice or not? I've been drinking these medicine ball teas, which, Alex, you normally get. Like, you just get them for fun.
Yeah, I like them. I enjoy them.
They're actually
good. Bounce you back. They bounce your vocals back.
They're very minty, and I like it. It's really a little refreshing. How did you guys like the Christmas party, Kevin?
I loved it.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, see, here's the thing. You guys are kind of new to this.
Yeah, Kevin's been here for how many years?
Yeah,
25?
A long time. And I've never been a Christmas party fan. In fact, the only reason why I went to last year's was we had a mandatory meeting before the party. So I was already here. But not a fan. And a lot of that, unfortunately, is because of my drive and my schedule. You know,
and Kevin hates Christmas. Him and the Grinch are like best
friends.
That's
right. We hang out together.
Hand.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, you guys had a blast, and it went late, and you guys even had trivia, which I'm sorry I missed.
AB was the only one to partake in that.
AB is, for some reason, the Christmas party is her Super Bowl. It's her New Year's Eve. It's her biggest party day of the year. She's the queen of the Christmas
party.
This
is the third year in a row that I have been the last group to leave.
How many people were left? Because Alex is a guy who's a big social guy. You left before AB, huh?
Well, I did, but I'd also like to point out that I appreciate AB's commitment to the holiday party, as I'm the one that plans it.
That is true. That's Kevin Bastard.
Yeah. I didn't have a party. I think it's great. It's just not for me.
Yeah, fair.
Kevin, I took over the planning a few years back.
Yeah, this is your second or third year?
I believe this is, well, third, because the first one was at the
Westport
Armory, RIP.
Armory, right. That's
every time we have a party somewhere, it shuts down.
Yeah. But you know what? So we were talking about our friend Carl, and Carl comes up to me early on, kind of before some of you guys came, and you don't know the story. He says, so what's the deal with the drinks? Is it just like you can just get beer or whatever? And this maybe led to what occurred later on in the night where he tried every drink. But I said, Carl, you can get any drink on the menu. And he said, really?
Yeah.
And he was completely shocked.
Wow. It was an open bar. Like Christmas bar inside Ballpark Village at Shark Bar. They turned it into like a Christmas themed
Tinsel Tavern.
And so they turned it into like a theme bar, and they have all these Christmas cocktails, and the menu was awesome, but they had like 8 or 10 Christmas cocktails on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl literally did order every one of them. I'm not saying he drank every one of them, but he tried every one of them. And they were like fancy. They had like the espresso martini, whatever Hannah got it, like came with whipped cream and caramel and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I just want the alcohol and just.
Yeah. I was like, give me the hard cider. I don't want any of the fluff on
but
it.
But yeah, there was like a bunch of things to them. And then Alex, you had gotten there's like a $30 drink, and it came in from a Christmas Story type of.
The leg lamp
from Christmas Story.
Yeah. The leg lamp drink was, apparently you get to keep the glass afterwards.
Did you keep it?
I did, and I returned it. Well, I didn't pay the 30, so.
Oh,
wow. It's called electric sex.
Is that what it's called, electric sex? I'm like, who took it home? Did Carl from 97.1?
It's probably in my car somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, because you had to drive Carl home.
I did drive Carl home.
The legend of Carl, the drunkest guy. There's always a drunk guy at the Christmas party.
He's still walking.
Yeah. Did he come to work today?
I just saw him.
He can rally.
I just saw him. He's drinking out of the coffee.
Right.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Hey, if your last name is Molina in St. Louis, you're probably doing something good, right? And I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about Benji Molina. And if you've not had the chance to meet Benji, I think all of us here have had the chance to meet Benji.
His energy is contagious.
Oh,
his
amazing.
Energy is absolutely contagious. He's obviously Yadier Molina's brother. Benji likes to say he taught Yadi everything that he knew on the field. Benji also is the Cardinals Spanish broadcaster. But what Benji does every year around Christmas time is he does a toy drive. And it's this weekend, and he's going to be at Ted Drew's on 12-7 from 12 to 2. And then he's going to be at the sports cards store on Olive on Sunday. And he's going to be doing autographs and everything, but you need to bring in a new unwrapped toy. And what's cool about this toy drive is it goes to children that are in homeless shelters here locally that don't get to open up gifts on Christmas morning. And obviously, you know, opening a gift on Christmas morning is a huge part of Christmas. And it's a sad day when, you know, a child doesn't have a gift to open. And Benji makes sure that all of the kids that are at least under 18 that are in homeless shelters here in St. Louis have the opportunity to open those gifts. So they're hoping to get, obviously, as many unwrapped toys as possible. But for bringing in a toy, you'll get a picture with Benji, you get an autograph, and then you can enter and win some other cool prizes. But again, it just kind of exemplifies the person that Benji is. And again, still giving back. I mean, he wasn't even the one that played for the Cardinals. And he is here still giving back to St. Louis, doing good in the community, and I think it's just an unbelievable thing.
The feeling you got as a kid growing up, waking up and seeing toys underneath the Christmas tree is a feeling that we all can pull on, but then watching your kids light up and feeling the joy of Christmas as a parent is one of the best feelings in the entire world, and some kids just don't have that. And the new toys as well, like, this might be the only new toy they get in their life.
Right.
And so that's so cool that they could open up a present and get something new and it's theirs and they own it. And that's such an empowering moment for these kids. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show is we had the big company Christmas party yesterday. And I feel like there are two different types of people when it comes to the company Christmas party. Someone sees it as a work obligation, I gotta go, or someone's like, let's go, time for the company Christmas party. Who are you, Hannah?
Man, I feel like I'm kind of split down the middle. I've never missed a work Christmas party, that's for sure. But I never stay late either. So I guess I'm more on like the you're more excited to go.
Okay, you're excited, Kevin.
I am the third answer in that. I don't see it as a work obligation because I just don't go. you know, and
I'm not really obligated because I'm not there.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of that is I just feel that those type of parties are unfortunately a time that you can make a huge mistake and a huge career-ending issue.
Because the typical Christmas party drama, people partying too hard.
Exactly.
There's like movies about that stuff, you know?
Yeah. You know, and like I said, being somebody who lives far away and you have that drive, you don't want to partake too much because then it could be even worse, you know, for you, you know, with a possible DUI or a possible accident or something like that. So, hey, I'm a fan of those parties.
At the end of the year when the company, you know, you get the drink on the company's tab, you're like, I'm gonna soak it up. And then you're like, wait, I shouldn't have soaked it up.
Exactly, yes.
Alex, you actually plan our company Christmas party.
I do, I plan it. You know, Kev, hey, big risk, but great reward as well. I mean, there's big opportunity.
you're right. You're absolutely right.
You can make an impact one way or the other.
Exactly.
That's true.
You don't know if you don't play.
You don't know if you don't play. It's like gambling. I like to take the gamble.
That's gambling.
And, you know, for that reason, I plan it just so I can, you know, have a little bit more control over it, I guess.
AB is like, doesn't drink as much. She's the quiet one on the show. We always joke. But this is her Super Bowl, guys.
She's about camaraderie.
Yes.
But I always go into it thinking it's an obligation, and I'm like, oh, I'll just stay for a little bit, whatever. But then the second I get there, I'm like, oh, I'm having the time of my life.
Last one standing.
Yes. Always in the last group to leave.
Time of my life, she says.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of a company Christmas party. The idea of toasting it up at the end of the year, celebrate your accomplishments, the years you've been through. I always feel like it comes at the worst possible time. I was telling this to AB, for some reason, I think we're not going to be busy at this time of the year. I'm like, oh man, it's gonna be so chill during the holidays. We're gonna do like holiday cocktails. And then I have like a million and one things going on. I think we need to move the company holiday party. This is my theory, to like after the new year. We celebrate the old year, kick off the new year with a toast. Cause when it's slower in January, we had like a 2-hour meeting yesterday, like end of the year meeting. Mm-hmm. We're like moving stuff around. And then you had the company Christmas party. I just feel like I get stressed out and then I'm in and out because I got 7 other things to do.
You can't enjoy the party.
I can't enjoy.
We've never been busier than we are right now.
I know. Conceptually, I'm like, oh man, it's the end of the year. I'm going to love this holiday party. I'm going to drink on the company's tab. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, I can't be hungover. I got 700 things to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm AB.
Yeah.
She can be hungover and still function.
Mm-hmm. The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Ken, you versus Hannah in a pop culture showdown. Are you ready or what?
I guess I'm ready.
Have you ever played before, Ken?
No, this is the first time for me.
All right.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
I promise it gets better, Ken.
Yeah.
All right. Hannah's going to leave the room. We got 5 pop culture questions for you. When she leaves the room, she can't hear the questions. And I'm going to bring her back in. We'll ask her the same questions. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'm sure you're locked in on this one. According to Billboard, this artist had the album of 2024. Did you think that maybe you had a brat summer, Ken?
No, sorry, Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley. Oh, no. No. Charlie XCX. Okay. What reality TV competition did Ariana Grande judge? She recently said she would never.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Never return to judging.
The Voice?
According to Apple Music, Not Like Us was a song of 2024. Who sings Not Like Us?
Oh, no, I really wish my wife was around.
This is Kevin's favorite song.
Favorite song of the year.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Oh, Ken, you're not like us.
Yeah. Well, you seem to know a lot about Sabrina Carpenter. That's like seems like your go-to. Sabrina Carpenter and her on-again, off-again boyfriend recently broke up. What is his name? For you, Ken, I will take a first name. All you have to do is give me their first name.
John.
No. No, no, Ken. In this classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described as 3 words, which some people might describe the way you're playing this game the same way.
Terrible, cringy.
I don't know. This is the Grinch. Just give me one of the words in the song, The Grinch Stole Christmas. He says they're beep, beep, beep.
Grinch. Grinchy.
Grinchy. No. You got 1 out of 5, Ken. Right. Stink, stink, stunk, which was what you did. Okay, 1 out of 5. We'll see if Hannah can get 1 out of 5.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back to the room. We're going to play Hannah's homeschool. It's Hannah versus Ken-ish. Ken just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. And Ken, how would you describe how you did?
Not great.
Not great. All right.
He got 1 out of 5, Hannah.
Oh!
Maybe they're really hard.
Yeah. I try not to judge until I'm in the game.
Yeah. All right. According to Billboard, this artist had the album of 2024.
Not the pop artist of 2024. It was Charlie XCX.
Yeah. Also, you covered it in your Hollywood Hashtag.
Right, yeah.
I've been covering a lot with Billboard, okay?
It was Charlie XCX. Ken... thought maybe Brad Paisley.
he was
in the same wheelhouse. Right.
Maybe in like 1999.
He thought it was a Brad summer.
Yeah, a Brad summer instead of a Brat summer. Ariana Grande recently said she'll never come back to judging reality TV competitions again. What reality TV show did she judge?
The Voice.
She was The Voice. According to Apple Music, Not Like Us was the song of 2024. It's also Kevin's song of 2024. Right. Who sings it?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Yes. Not Sabrina Carpenter.
No. She's not in on the beef.
But Sabrina Carpenter has a question. Sabrina Carpenter and her on-again, off-again boyfriend broke up. What is his name?
Barry.
You just going with first name, too?
Yeah, we're on a first-name basis.
What is it, Keyhogan?
Keyhogan, I think
that's
how I
said. Yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce it. But
yeah, Keegan, I knew that's why you didn't come into it. In this classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described in three words. What were they?
Ooh. Three words. Stink, stank, stunk.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Hannah, five for five. Uh-huh. Ken went one for five.
I don't mess around with the Grinch. He's my guy.
Ken described it as terrible and cringy, or grinchy.
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 So funny. Ken, you were still a blast, but you got to say, this is Ken and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Ken and I got royally homeschooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where you cover all the trending stories. We look at what's trending on Twitter and the internet, and then I read off some headlines, and Hannah tells me, ooh, click on that one. Tell me what that story is about. Or she says, keep it moving, and we just read headlines like most of us do. Put 2 minutes on the clock, and here we go. Why you should date older men.
Oh, perfect for me. Why?
And it does like dating older men. Research found that couples where the man is at least 5 years older, kind of like your past relationship.
Check.
Significantly more successful. What's up, Hannah?
Really? Yeah. Yeah,
that has the best chance of staying together. When the age difference is reversed and the woman is 5 years older than the man, a couple's chances of breaking up almost skyrocket through the roof.
Wow.
So it's interesting when they reverse those. I just feel like it's the maturity level. Like a woman who's 5 years older cannot date a younger man because we're children.
Correct.
Is double dipping the chip all that bad?
Please tell me it's not.
It is. Bacteria can transfer from half-eaten chips to the dip bowl instantly. Chances the dip-related illness isn't super high, though, but they say you will get a lot of germs when you double dip a chip.
You know, I still really don't care.
Really? Yeah. George Costanza over there.
Yeah.
I'm a big double dipper.
Even when you're, like, in the community dipping bowl?
I'll do the thing where I, like, turn the chip around.
Do you?
Like, turning the chip around's fairly acceptable.
Is that what's, like... What would George not get mad about?
I think it depends how much of the chip is left. If you're like less than half the chip and your fingers are getting close to the dip, then you're
interesting debate. A thief hit Walmart during a Shop with a Cop event.
That's just awful. Keep it moving.
Yeah, he was not very successful. There was over 50 cops. Sam's Club is testing out a new holiday hot dog that combines Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That sounds sketchy to mix all those holidays with a glizzy. I'm going to keep it moving.
It's pretty intense. Do Saturday Night Live cast members really only make this much money?
How much?
Pete Davidson said they make $3,000 an episode.
What?
I don't believe that.
No way.
I bet like maybe like...
He's
when you're
probably joking.
The extras.
Duh.
They say like... Okay, so here's the thing though that made me think it's not. Oh, it's all the people that like said their big first purchase were like a couch. It was like a pair of shoes. They wasn't a lot of money. So maybe when you first join the cast, it is like $3,000 an episode when you first get on Saturday Night Live until you become one of those big names like Pete Davidson. If that is true, that means they're only making between $55,000 and $60,000 a year.
Oh, they can't even afford an apartment in New York.
You can't afford anything.
That's
crazy. Yeah, and if that's true, that's what they pay the early cast members since SNL.
No wonder they're always going on strike.
Yeah, yes.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. This is the number one item people keep in their junk drawer. What do you got in there, Hannah?
I think that people leave batteries in there because, for one, they don't know if they work, if they'll fit something. They don't know where to throw them away, so they just...
Old and new. People never throw away batteries, so they'd always throw them back in the junk drawer, and then you got batteries on hand in case the remote dies.
Who doesn't throw away batteries?
I think people constantly
It's a thing. You just take them out and you just...
Yeah.
It's so weird. I always do.
Do you?
I didn't know that was a thing.
The other day, you handed me your batteries and told me to throw them out, so you didn't throw them out, just so you know.
You never know
you
when
you told me to hold your batteries, not throw them out.
You never know when you can squeeze just a little bit more out of those dead batteries.
For some reason, I always feel like that adds
don't
you? You take them and you like see them on the table, and you're like, why didn't I throw those things out? Or are you like getting nervous about throwing them out? Like, is this going to, like, is this bad for the environment?
Mm.
Yeah. Gosh, it's not a bad guess.
I've got so many things in my junk drawer. Like, I know I got a ton of twisty ties. I got a ton of refrigerator magnets.
Well, you're just a hoarder, Kevin.
I got a ton of extra keys.
All right. What are you sitting at?
I'm going to go with the refrigerator magnets.
Refrigerator magnets. Alex.
Yeah, I was also going to go batteries, but I will go with mints.
Mints? Mm-hmm. In the junk drawer. Okay.
I'm going to say receipts.
Receipts. Ooh. Nobody got it correct, okay? This is the number one item people keep in their junk drawer. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, we are commercial free for the next hour. Got the answer to the Megamind question of the day. And you're like 2 minutes away from playing Pick Your Present. A lot of cool stuff. This is the number one item that people keep in their junk drawer.
So many texts coming in. Graham texted in and said scissors. The musician fam said chargers. Candy says tape. Emma says birthday candles. Katie Gibbs texted in and said pens. Jordan said extra phone chargers. Olivia said lighters.
It's all
Nathan paper clips.
Wow. A lot of stuff that you would need and then you can never find.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's the thing that everyone keeps in there. Birthday candles.
Birthday candles. Emma was right.
I chose that for you, Kevin.
Oh, that's right. That's
right.
Coming up.
And it's his wife's birthday.
It's my wife's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Now you know where the wife's birthday candles are, Kevin. Yeah.
Double birthday.
We actually keep ours in another spot.
You don't keep them in the junk drawer?
Nope. We have so many, we got to put them in a cupboard.
Mega Minds.
That was Kevin. To all his friends, please, please, please help me. My wife has a milestone birthday, and I'm just a husband trying to figure out what to do. Kevin, your wife does have this huge milestone birthday, and you were feeling the pressure, huh?
I was feeling it a lot, and I'm hoping I came through, or mostly, because I put it in the hands of other people who I trust will do a better job than me.
Put it in our hands.
Well, you didn't put in any of your hands.
No, I didn't put it in my hands because I do not trust these hands. And I'm very lucky that these hands actually, you know, still are holding on to my wife. but Sarah's having a milestone birthday. She's turning 39.
Yep.
Wink, wink.
Yes. And, big 39.
Big 39. We're really excited about it. So I, you know, was trying to plan something big. And her friends actually planned something big for my 39th birthday a couple years ago.
She had hinted, like, didn't she say, like, what are you planning, Kevin? Didn't she, like 6 months ago? Like,
right.
Way out in advance, letting them know that, like, don't. Just let this one go by. And he was like, oh, okay, well, this is a big one. Okay.
Right, yeah. And, you know, she doesn't want material things. She doesn't want a gift. She wants an experience. She wants to go somewhere. And I'm like, okay.
That's not Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not.
We have to go somewhere for the show. Kevin leaves like 30 minutes early. He is not.
Kevin's not a goer.
No,
he's not an explorer.
I am a homebody. And in fact, I put on my wife's Facebook post today about how, you know, she loves home too, you know, and I quoted Little House on the Prairie. Home is the nicest word there is.
Yeah. So Kevin planned a nice trip to an experience at home.
Right.
On the couch.
Well, and we had actually talked about going to the site, you know, Minnesota, where Little House is actually parked. There's like a bed and breakfast up
there.
That's
a cute idea. Great idea. So nice. Did you do that?
No.
Why?
He thought about it, he said.
I thought about it.
That was a great idea.
I thought about it, but I realized, you know what? People who have better ideas than me are my wife's best friends.
Ooh, so always go to a woman's best friend.
Yes, so what we're doing or what they're doing is the team up. We took her best friends, April and Julie, and we're all meeting together, and we're having a big trip next weekend to Kansas City. What we're doing, I have no idea.
All I know is
I got nothing. All I know is they got something, and I'm along for the ride, which I love. And I know Sarah loves that because that way it's not going to be screwed up. It's all going to be great because it's in somebody else's hands. And that's the wonderful thing about having good friends like April and Julie.
Let's recap. He had this awesome idea to take her to her favorite TV shows set. Didn't do that.
No, I did not.
Left it to the best friends who are now going to Kansas City, which you guys go to a lot.
Right.
And actually where the relationship even started. Exactly. You guys were doing long distance.
That's right.
The big old KC. And has no idea what is planned.
No. Have no idea. I have no
great
idea.
Birthday gift.
It's exactly. a surprise even to you.
Exactly. Yeah. See, everybody wins.
That's awesome.
Kevin gave himself a surprise party for his wife's 39th birthday.
Yeah, so, you
it's
know.
It's a win-win.
I believe so.
How does Sarah feel about it?
I think she feels pretty good. No, she's not responded to any of my texts or my Facebook posts yet.
You're in the doghouse.
So, I don't know. I left her a nice card this morning.
Nothing? And you haven't gotten anything yet?
So, yeah, nothing.
I will say that Kevin made separate Facebook posts for his wife this morning.
He's going to make a four.
Three different. I'm not
the
kidding.
The last one he made
three
was last
entirely
year,
separate
same
exactly,
day.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
And he like posted on Facebook. Like, I thought a guy would post a lot on Facebook, but man, he is going hard at the paint today.
He knows that he dropped the ball.
He's going to post again. I was just thinking about how beautiful you are. In the middle of the show, it just occurred to me that. What else can I do?
That's right. Well, social media.
Try another post here in about an hour or so, see if she gets a response.
Hopefully it'll save my marriage and it'll save this birthday.
So. The fact that she hasn't responded yet just says enough.
Yes, it does.
Kevin.
Birthday. I love you, hon. Happy birthday.
Yeah, this is his next Facebook
post. She's not listening. She didn't even read your card yet. Yeah. I mean, come on, then.
Yeah, not at all.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on.
Yesterday was one of my favorite days of the year. Spotify Wrapped came out. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically just it's an overall summary of like your favorite music consumption of the year. Apple Music had theirs drop on Tuesday, but who uses Apple Music?
Everyone. I feel like Apple Music.
No,
I use Apple
Spotify
Music.
Wrapped is so much better than Apple Music. I don't have the time to get into it right now.
I feel
I'm
like
not even
Spotify Wrapped is trendier, but everyone actually uses Apple Music more.
No, they don't. No. Well, talking about Spotify Wrapped, they released like all over globally who had the top stuff and in the U.S. So globally, the top most streamed albums included number 3, Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter. Huge. She was my personal top artist. And it was awesome because she gave a special little shout out video to all of her top fans. No big deal. I was one of them and got the video. Second top album of globally was One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen. So people apparently still do like him. And then the number one streamed album all across the world was The Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift.
Makes sense.
Feel like that was a given. When it comes to the top 3 songs globally, keep in mind this is all over the world. Coming in 3rd place was Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish. And then
Birds of a Feather, we should stick together. And I said I'd never think I was in bed.
Okay, then 2nd place was kind of a surprise to me. This I feel like is a smaller-ish artist, but made it to 2nd place for top 2 song. Beautiful Things, Benson Boone.
Song was huge though, yeah.
These beautiful things.
This is globally though, that's what surprised me.
I know. And then the number one song across the globe for Spotify in 2024 was none other than Espresso.
Makes sense.
And not to flex, but we play all 3 of those songs here on the station. And then zooming out to the top 3 artists globally all across the world, coming in 3rd place was Bad Bunny. I'm not super familiar with Bad Bunny, but apparently...
Huge following with Latin culture. And I'm surprised he was number 3. Usually he's at the top of this list. Usually he's number 1 across the globe. Last year, I think he finished number 2 to The Weeknd. And that was like the first time ever. So I was surprised he still finished 3.
Same this year.
Yep.
Weeknd goes to number 2. And then number 1, surprise to none, Miss Taylor Swift.
I know. Yeah. That's the reason he finished 3 is because Taylor Swift, again, at top of the list. Yeah.
Yep. You just can't beat her. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
There's nothing better than having the company party, everyone drinking probably way too much, and then coming on the radio and telling all the stories the next day on the radio in front
of
everybody. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And so yesterday was our company, Odyssey's company party. So we have like multiple radio stations. We have Y98, and then there's a bunch of other stations like KMOX and 97.1 and Hot 104.1. So all of us get together, and then the sales team and promotions team, and we have a big party. And Alex actually runs the big party. He's the one who...
I do.
finds the place, and it was at Ballpark Village.
Yeah, they put me in charge. You know, I'm all about having a good time, creating a vibe. We used to do drink tickets. Each person would be limited to two drinks.
I remember that.
There was no drink tickets last night, people. No. It was unlimited.
Yeah, we decided to take it up a notch, and we just did unlimited.
Shout out to, there's always the drunk person at the holiday party, and so we have the award we give it up to, drum roll, Carl! Yeah.
Carl Middleman!
From 97.1, drunkest dude at the party. He literally went, there's all these like Christmas cocktails that they have there, specialty drinks. There must have been 15 on the menu. What was it?
Yeah, there
and
was
shots.
There he was did everything. I mean, everything you could think of. And the drinks, each one came in a different different glass. One came in a leg. Like the leg lamp from A Christmas Story. There was another one that came in like a big Christmas tree. Carl actually wouldn't have been the drunkest because early on he was kind of tucked away in the corner. And he was like, how's it work? You know, we get beer. What do we get here? I said, Carl
was being
try
a cheapo.
Everything on the menu. It's all free, unlimited. Get what you can get.
Wow.
And then he went hard. He ordered one of every one of them, tried them at least. I'm not sure he finished all of them, but... AB was a close second, not drunkest, but she stayed out with drunk Carl the entire night. You were out partying with him till what time? Like 2 o'clock in the morning?
We were at the party for 5 to 6 hours.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
And the only reason you left, right, is because you got kicked out.
Yeah. They turned the lights on in the bar. They said it's time to go.
Wow. You guys closed the bar down.
Yes.
Wow. Didn't you guys play trivia?
We played Christmas trivia. There were 70 questions. I only sat through like 30 of them, and then I went and talked to some other people. But Carl and his little crew did all 70, and they only missed 3 questions.
Well, wow.
And they won.
Drunk Carl.
Drunk Carl.
It's pretty impressive.
I literally don't know how his brain works.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Drunk Carl wins trivia at the whole bar. After the holiday party, crushes it.
And they won $200.
No way!
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I also think it's crazy. I left pretty early. I think I left at like 7. Brett, you left at 7 because it started at 4. And I woke up in the middle of the night and it was like 11:15 or something. And I see I got a text from AB saying,
still out, partying.
Yeah. Just went through Candy Cane Lane. I'm like, what the hell?
You guys end up going through Candy Cane Lane?
Yeah, because Carl, his wife was like, you're not allowed to drive to this Christmas party. I know you have to Uber. So we didn't have a ride home. He was like, can you take me home? And I was like, yeah, I'll drop you off at home. And he lives right by Candy Cane Lane. And he was like, this is my house, but just go ahead and keep going. And I was like, what? And so he ended
Shut
up being
up.
Like, wow. We're going to go through Candy Cane Lane. We went through all the streets, saw all the lights.
Did he have a few more drinks on the way?
No, but by the time he got in my car, I mean, he was like,
do not throw up.
Right.
If you throw up, you're in trouble. I will say this.
Classic.
The other thing we need to let you know about Carl is he works on a morning show here, so he has to get in at like what time, Kevin?
He's in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go.
He already walked.
I'm pretty sure he's had this. I think he had the same outfit on.
I think
he might be drunk.
He walked into our studio and goes, hey, AB, that was awesome at Candy Cane Lane. I didn't think he still had a drink in his hand.
Wow.
He had one of those Christmas drinks still in his hand. What a legend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he won trivia at $200.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was our Christmas party.
What a time.
It was crazy. Alex, you threw a great party. The only person who wasn't there was Kevin.
Yeah, well, because, you know, hey, I'm not a Carl. I can't handle my liquor
I'm
like
not a
that.
Carl.
You guys know, and you guys have been with me when things have gotten bad, and I've peed in a sink. So
Kev did pee in a sink one time.
I did.
At a party we're all at, Kevin was peeing in a sink. Things get crazy at our company parties. We are still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending. Keep It Moving is where we cover all the trending stories. First, I'll put 2 minutes on the clock and read some of the trending stories, and Hannah tells me which ones you want and which ones I should skip over. Like what Carl, we just got done talking about, was our drunk friend at the Christmas party, should have done. Zebra striping could keep you sober at your next holiday party.
Oh, what is that? That would have been perfect.
It's a new term, but it's an old idea. Zebra striping is now trending, and that's where if you're at a holiday party, you alternate between an alcoholic drink and a non-alcoholic drink to keep you from drinking two boozy drinks in a row.
Why is it called zebra striping?
It's a black and white. It's a stripe. It's one drink. A non-drink.
Get it? Okay.
Things I have to explain to Hannah. Add it to the list. This is what an animal is. The top workplace taboos.
What are they?
Drinking too much at the holiday party. Yeah. Number 5, gossiping about a colleague. Number four, dating a manager or anyone above you.
Yeah, that's a canon event.
Number three is drinking any amount of alcohol.
We do that all the time.
Number two is using drugs at work.
We do that too. No, I'm kidding. get it.
Alex like weed for his birthday?
I did have a shirt on that said I was high last night.
Alex, yeah. Mm-hmm. Alex said I'm super high, high at one point during the holiday party.
Wow.
And then number one, getting drunk during work hours.
Oh, we do that too.
Yep, this is great company. Fireball is selling Christmas stockings that come loaded with booze.
Blip. Can't do Fireball anymore. Keep moving.
Cyber Monday was America's biggest online shopping day ever. Want to know how much we spent?
No. I feel like that's pretty obvious. Keep it moving.
$15 million every minute. That's how much money we spent online.
All right.
Are people really washing their Christmas trees?
I hope not.
So a lot of people think this is what you're supposed to do. Like when you get a real Christmas tree, you got to wash it to get the bugs out. And Country Livin' said, no, you don't need to do that. Just give it a good old shake.
Country Livin'!
Country Livin' says, give that tree a good old shake and it'll get the bugs out of your house. That's what you have to do.
I'm down with that. Or just get a fake tree.
Or you just get a fake tree. But you know, the real tree people like to do for the holidays, keep the tradition.
Nah.
You're a fake tree girl?
Fake tree all the way.
All right.
Fake is
Brett
flash.
Better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Every single day we go commercial free for an hour, so thanks for hanging out with us on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
As our hearts are super heavy, a major boy band reunion might be taking place. I'll tell you all about it at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Feel about this, but rumor has it that One Direction was reportedly planning a comeback before Liam Payne's tragic death. This involved all five original cast members. They had been in talks about doing one last run together, even Zayn, who originally quit the band. Supposedly all the boys had been talking and were planning something.
I think Zayn realized he wasn't doing it on his own. Maybe I do need these guys.
But as sad as this all is with Liam's passing and everything, supposedly the reunion still might just happen, but obviously they're on a bit of a hold right now. Sources say the guys would love to do a tribute to Liam. They're all so devastated right now that they can't even talk about that as a legitimate project, but it has been discussed. Liam's sudden death has caused the guys immense heartbreak. They're all still mourning, but are checking in on each other and feel closer than they have in years. It brought them back together.
So I actually like the reunion more now than I did before. I don't really love when NSYNC gets back together because I felt like we didn't get the same version of NSYNC. They're just in a different place musically. Sure. They're different in their personal lives. Even One Direction considering a comeback, I was always disturbed by this because I'm some of these guys like Liam are dealing with real devils right now.
Right.
And so do they need to be making music and should they just be focusing on themselves? And you never meet anyone's expectations of the old version of yourself.
Yeah.
But I like them saying this is a healing process for us to redo some of this music and honor Liam. I do love this a little bit more than it feels like people getting back together because, Zayn is struggling musically and Liam needed the money or whatever. Because I feel like Niall and Harry do not do One Direction music anymore. I feel like the music they put out is not One Direction music, but I like this to honor Liam.
Yeah, I mean, when I first read this, I was like, of course this came out. Of course they were talking about this. So damn sad, but I do think that if the boys get back together now, it will hit harder, and I think it'll probably do, they'll be a bit more successful now with it because everybody has their eyes on it.
Yes, for sure.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 2/3 of Americans don't do this because they don't know how to do it correctly. What do we just say? Yeah, I'm not doing that because I don't know how to do it.
I think that a lot of people won't hang up Christmas lights outside of their house or something because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to hang them up on the roof correctly.
Yeah, there's a lot of steps. Kevin just does the net lighting. Just calls it a day.
And it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I think it's set an alarm clock.
They don't know how to do it,
so they just try to wake up on their own.
Okay. Kevin, that's that is you, Kevin.
That is like Russian roulette, bro.
Right.
Yeah, Americans need an alarm clock or they won't move.
I'm going to say it's kind of specific, but mount a TV on the wall.
Ooh. So they just put it on a stand. Like, I would love to get it on the wall, but
I just don't know how to do it.
I need someone to come mount my new TV. Yeah.
I always have to hire someone, too. It's not easy.
Yeah. It's not.
I'm going to say mow their lawn. Like, they pay someone else to do it?
Oh, no. No one's even close, guys. No. Two-thirds of Americans don't do this because they don't know how to do it correctly. That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right. We have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Two-thirds of Americans don't do this because they don't know how to do it correctly. What don't people do? And it's like, I give up. I don't even know how to do this thing.
People said flossing, deleting old photos in their phones.
That's funny, good one.
Dave says changing the oil in your car.
Just let it go. That'll ruin the engine. Two-thirds of Americans won't recycle because they don't know how to do it correctly. So just throw it on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought answer we never got was parallel park. They will just avoid parallel parking at all costs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But that's what I thought the answer would be, but I feel like that's almost like 98% of us. Only 2% of people parallel park. Everyone else just avoids it at all costs.
Mega Minds.
Everyone's doing Spotify Wrapped. Who was your number one artist, Hannah?
Sabrina Carpenter, duh.
AB, who was yours?
I haven't checked yet.
Oh, you have to do like
no,
a big,
I have to
like,
wait for my sisters.
You guys like do it as like a big thing. People do it everywhere. Kevin obviously was Dua Lipa. What was yours, Alex?
Mine actually was a band called Lawrence this year.
Really?
They're awesome. Wow. Yeah, they're awesome. Second was Sabrina Carpenter for me.
Wow.
Sabrina Carpenter is so high on so many lists. So Rolling Stone actually did the top songs, and this is the best songs of 2024. So not the most streamed songs, not the most popular, but Rolling Stone, you know, those their music critics, what did they think were the top songs of 2024? And see if you guys agree with the music critics. Number five, best song of 2024, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. I like the song.
I'm going to say I agree.
I feel like top five might be a little high for me, but I get it.
It's unique to Billie. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like her normal stuff.
All right.
So maybe that's why they rank so high.
This was one of the most streamed songs, and at the top of the list of most people, even Alex had her at the top of his list, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Best song of 2024.
If anything, I would argue that it should be higher. Yeah.
There's some songs. So I honestly think this is probably right where it belongs, mainly because of the other songs that are on the list. I feel like they're bigger songs, and I thought they were clever. But I thought Sabrina Carpenter Espresso was super clever. The number one song throughout all of 2024 broke every single record for its listing on the Billboard chart the longest. It is basically impossible to dethrone. Came in at number three for Rolling Stone's best songs of 2024, and that's Shaboozy Bar Song.
Everybody at the bar, I knew that was coming.
Yeah. The song is huge. It's just breaking records.
We were at the bar getting tipsy last night.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like the other songs were better than that.
It just dominated the charts, though.
I felt like that was the song of the summer, almost. If it wasn't a Sabrina Carpenter.
It was
song.
Either. You know what? Most times, song of the summer is like very clear. I thought it was between a bar song, Espresso, and I Had Some Help from Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen did not make the list, by the way. I was surprised.
Wow.
This song didn't finish number one, and it's Kevin's Kendrick Lamar. Not Like Us.
They not like us. They not like us. They not
best
like
song.
They not like us. They not
song
like
was
us.
Huge. Huge like rap us. Battle. Clever writing. That's what people said that Kendrick Lamar wrote Drake. So I was surprised it wasn't the number one song.
Yeah.
But the number one song, which I hadn't seen on many top stream song list, actually, by the way, but it's a huge song from a huge artist. Chappell Roan, Good Luck Babe.
Okay.
Number one song, according to Rolling Stone, was the best song of 2024.
This was actually my number one song on Spotify.
Was it?
It was.
This is your most streamed song?
It was.
I was surprised by that. I had seen this song, but I hadn't seen Chappell Roan get like at the top of people's list.
I kept seeing her be like float around like four or five on people's Spotify Wrapped. She's getting up there.
Yeah. I am shocked that Good Luck Babe was considered the best song of 2024.
Yeah. Where's Brad Summer?
Charlie XCX.
Not a thing.
It's not a thing, actually.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.